This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I want to throw one more thing out of there, the flying ointment. This theory, would you agree with me, whether or not UFOs employ this technology doesn't mean we can't develop this technology for our own purposes, right?
Exactly. And I wanted to – exactly correct. Exactly. I believe I happen to believe that we may very well be on the threshold. There's a technical reason why. There's two ways to solve the hierarchy problem. Always remember that hierarchy problem. That's the key to the whole thing. One way is something called supersymmetry, and we don't need to go into the details of it, but they've been looking for supersymmetric particles at the LHC and other particle accelerators, but they haven't found them. And supersymmetry doesn't require the extra dimensions, whereas the extra dimension theories that are coming out in this Harvard physicist idea, that one absolutely has to have the extra dimensions to explain the hierarchy problem. So, since supersymmetry is the competition and they haven't found the weakest of the supersymmetric particles, which they should have by now, it's a sure indication supersymmetry is not correct. And that leaves what is known as the Randall-Sundrum theory and RS1. And that's why I believe we may be much closer to understanding these extra dimensions. But I want to say one other thing, Gene. We're hoping to find the extra dimensions at the Large Hadron Collider, and I'm sure we will, or I'm pretty confident we will. However, there's one other way we could do it. And this is where people who study the UFO phenomenon, if we had enough money, we could potentially do it. I'll show you how. One of the side effects that UFOs should give off, if they are using this concept, they ought to be giving off, they ought to be radiating something called Hawking radiation. And it's a byproduct of micro black hole decay. And so if we were able to get the proper instrumentation out there, it would be expensive. Everybody who's studied the UFO phenomenon over the years knows that there are periods which they call UFO waves, where you have UFOs appearing in a particular region of the planet over a period of time, like the Hudson Valley in New York. I think everybody's heard of that. The Belgium sightings in Europe in the 90s. Hudson Valley was in the 80s. The Phoenix UFOs, those appeared for like 6 months or something.
Well, no, the Phoenix lights didn't appear for 6 months.
Oh, they did? Oh, that's right. You're down there.
Yeah, you're right. The Phoenix lights were basically two sets of phenomenon, probably. One probably flares, the other something more significant, but I'm not going to get into that. The key here is the frequency of UFOs. I don't think it has anything to do with anything, and the reason is because we've had so-called UFO flaps for many years. We have tried to find patterns, seven-year patterns, patterns related to the position of Mars in relationship to the Earth, and it never happens. And the reason is we get the pattern, and it seems to work, and then suddenly there is no pattern. And so I've not seen evidence of patterns. It doesn't mean that UFOs have any particular propulsion system.
Can I just say this, Gene? I'm not actually looking for a pattern, per se, of them, occurring every 7 years or something like that. No, that's not what I was looking for. We need two things. We need the equipment and the personnel, and these need to be experts in spectrographic analysis and things like that, physicists, technicians, and stuff like that. And then the second thing we need is a bona fide UFO wave like the Hudson Valley. That went on for a long period of time. And by the way, the Phoenix lights, I talked to Dr. Lynn Katai. I've met her many times at these UFO conferences. And if you read her book, she reports that months before the actual big Phoenix lights, she was seeing objects.
I know Dr. Yep. Lynn, she's been on the show a couple of times, just to let you know. I think there's a general perception here that she's very, very sincere. She's a medical doctor, very smart woman, but she kind of, shall we say, assumes too much in that case. Just leave it there. My perception is she assumes too much about what's going on with the Phoenix lights. To her, that's the beginning and end all of UFO cases. And I think it has some relevance in the scheme of things. But it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It's just one of thousands and thousands of UFO cases. I think we're not focusing so much on the UFO sightings today because we've done that a thousand times here. We need to focus on possible propulsion systems, why you feel this is relevant. And certainly, as I said, even divorced from UFOs, this might be relevant. But the question I have of you is here. We're going to do something amazing here in terms of our technology. Cross the stars in a way that it can be done quickly and hopefully not too expensively. What about the power requirements? Now, the reason I raise this is scientists who are exploring the possibility of warp drive kind of recognize that we're dealing with prodigious energy requirements, originally back in the 90s thought to be planet-sized, although it's a lot more responsible and a lot more realistic now. So maybe when we get to first contact, we'll deal with it. But seriously speaking here, what kind of energy source would we need to power a spaceship through your system to get to Proxima Centauri as if it were 25 miles away?
I'll tell you. By the way, when you talked about energy, Gene, you hit the nail on the head, because that's exactly the problem with all the other ideas that have come up. People may have heard of the Alcubierre warp drive. Miguel Alcubierre, a Mexican physicist, some years ago, he came up with the idea of a warp drive where you would shrink space in front of the spaceship and expand it behind it, and you would kind of ride a wave through space and of warp space. However, he himself, Dr. Alcubierre, realized, it caused a great deal of excitement, by the way, at the time, but he realized later that the energy requirements, exactly as you said, Gene, were so staggering that it just wasn't feasible. Here's the key to this is the most important thing. You don't need enormous amounts of energy at all. In fact, just an ordinary nuclear reactor, probably, you know, something in the megawatt range or something like that. And here's why. Because what I think these things are doing, if these extra dimensions exist, according to some of these theories, then there are certain types of particles that are called Kaluza-Klein particles, whose natural home is in the bulk. So in other words, if we, at a particle accelerator, produced these KK, Kaluza-Klein particles, then where do they want to go? They want to go straight into the bulk, and that's where they go. That is that extra five-dimensional space. So all you have to do is create a shroud of these KK particles around your spaceship, and the whole kit and caboodle will go into the five-dimensional space where you can take advantage of the warp geometry to get to other stars. And the thing that this is vital to understanding what's going on here, the thing is, we don't need to warp space ourselves. If this theory is correct, Mother Nature has created a space that's parallel to our own that's already warped, and we just have to be able to get in there and take advantage of it. And so we don't need the energy to warp the space, only just to get into that warp space, which is a heck of a lot easier. And so there you go. There it is.
And you're saying, you're suggesting here, we're going to have to break in a moment. You're suggesting here, Robert, this is something that we're going to be able to do in the not very distant future.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like to me, that, hey, we can do this. We could maybe, before we figure about sending men to the moon in 2030, which is the worst possible possibility that exists, that we have to wait that long after we got to the moon in 1969, that we can do this in the not too distant future. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So Chris O'Brien is dealing with an internet problem, but he should be back next week as we interview Richard Doty, and I think it's going to happen next time. Going to really make it happen, because Doty seems to be making the extra effort to get on the show. He has a pretty good cell connection, by the way. I did talk to him about an hour and a half after the interview failed to take place, and he sounded, you know, like he has a really good quality phone. I think it's a Verizon phone. maybe an iPhone. I'll ask them. We got more here with Robert Schroeder, and we're talking about advanced propulsion systems. Possibly we will design something that supposedly is what the UFOs can do. Again, I want to understand this here. It's not so much the theoretical physics, because I said we can divorce that from UFOs. Why do we say UFOs are doing this? Can we demonstrate this?
We can. We absolutely can. Because if they are doing this, if they're using this type of technology, then we ought to see certain types of evidence, which we are indeed seeing. One of the things that we ought to see is we ought to see UFOs occasionally start to fade and become partially transparent and then totally disappear. And, well, son of a gun, in, I think it was 1994, and I've got to look up in my notes here. Oh, here it is. In 1994, Captain Charles Dubok, anybody listening to this show can look this up on their own on the internet. He saw an 800-foot, actually, he believes later he said it was probably 1,000 feet in diameter, a red metallic-looking UFO, and he was about 20 miles from Paris. He had it on his airborne radar. It was also picked up by ground military and commercial radar. As he watched this gigantic UFO, he and his crew were shocked to see this thing start to fade, and they could begin to see right through it, and then it totally disappeared. At the moment that it disappeared entirely, it also disappeared on their radar, their airborne radar, and the two ground radars that were observing it. And that suggests very strongly that we're dealing with an object that was physically in our four-dimensional space, but then moved into that five-dimensional bulk. And then there was another case of a disappearing UFO. So this is exactly the kind of thing we should expect to see if they are taking advantage of these this large extra five-dimensional space. A Canadian pilot on December 17th, 2014, near Calgary, Canada, he was a corporate pilot. He saw a cylindrical UFO. He was coming in for a landing, and he was shocked to see this cylindrical object with literally no wings or anything. But as he watched it, it became partially transparent. He could see the road through the object, but could still see the outline of the object, and then it just disappeared. So that's a much more recent sighting. Many, many years ago, Chichester, this is a guy.
We don't really need all of the examples to know. A lot of the people that listen, we know that there are cases of disappearing UFOs. So we don't really need to go into all of those. What I would ask is, why couldn't we simply explain that using active camouflage? We're not that far away from developing that ourselves. The thing would appear to disappear or fade out. It explains the entire thing. That and being able to evade radar, we've also got that kind of technology. So we don't really need to invoke a hypothetical fifth dimension in order to explain that.
Yes, that's exactly correct. However, it just happens that in this era of Earth technology, we happen to be developing stealth technology, but I think that's pure coincidence. There was another one, Charles Holt, Colonel Charles Holt. He observed something in Rendlesham Forest.
Right.
A UFO that was on the ground, and then all of a sudden it just popped out of, apparently out of existence, and it just saw a shower of sparks and it was gone.
Yes, but the point is here, before we go on,
yep.
We have no idea what they're doing at their physical craft. There's no reason to assume that our concept of warp geometry or advanced physics explains what you see. It could be other answers. The more logical thing to do would be to make a list, a bullet list of possible reasons why it's doing that. Camouflage, reality bending. It doesn't have to be a propulsion system. The reason we see that now and the reason you see that is something that's been common to UFOs, which is they're often interpreted in the cultural meme of the time. Just like in 1897, they had the airships. We interpret them in a way that fits a particular culture of the time. So nowadays, of course, people looking into these propulsion systems may assume that, but we can't assume they're doing that. We could say they could be doing that. We can't prove it. We can't demonstrate because they can disappear on us. There's no way we could do that unless we actually capture one and find out. Even then, there's no reason to even think that whatever brings the UFOs here, if they're physical craft, aren't manipulating the image you see to something that you perceive as representing, shall we say, some kind of scientific principle. I mean, they talked of anti-gravity at one time. I'm sure we can talk about a lot of other possibilities because this is the state of our scientific knowledge. 100 years from now, assuming we have no answer to the UFO mystery, would we see UFOs and interpret them in accordance with scientific principles that we know then? Because I'm sure we'll know a few more things than we know now.
One of the characteristics that we should see if these craft are using extra dimensions, and now it could be stealth technology, I don't discount that, but I don't think that's what it is, because they have one of the critical things I think they're capable of doing is reducing their inertial mass. Inertia is resistance to acceleration. One of the things that people have observed time and time again is...
Okay, hang on a sec. We know about that, too. And that's a completely separate thing from active camouflage. That would involve somehow being able to compensate for the inertia, which might have something to do with the what you're maybe implying with the propulsion system. But because you're dealing with dimensions as opposed to anti-gravity, then we're looking at two different concepts there. Again, you've gone through so many things, and I think we've probably lost a lot of people in the explanations that you've given. I know about the Randall syndrome model, and there's no question that Lisa Randall is a brilliant theoretical physicist. But the key word there we need to remember is the word theoretical. And even the theory is based on the existence of hypothetical things like gravitons. They've never been detected. Hawking radiation is still theoretical. I'm not convinced the whole picture with respect to extra dimensions is entirely coherent from a logical or philosophical perspective. We're invoking a lot of things that we have no real evidence for to explain in an abstract model something that we do know exists. The one thing we know for sure exists, at least within the UFO community, are the UFOs.
But we're also using a theory to explain UFOs based on one assumption. One assumption being they're physical aircraft that our technology can parse or understand what's going on. More to come with Robert Schroeder. J. Randall Murphy's my guest co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
So that's the question here. We're basing an assumption on an assumption, and that's why I say it's flawed, because next week if we decide another principle is better than this one, we're then going to reinterpret it that way? The answer is we can't. Just because the craft can spin on a dime and disappear doesn't mean it's using this particular technology. It doesn't mean that it's all, it's no big deal. It's all about warp geometry. And I think it's an assumption based on an assumption. And it's certainly good from a theoretical point of view. I think it's enjoyable to speculate about possible advanced propulsion systems if it leads scientists to work on something that might bear fruit, that will greatly advance our ability to travel through space. That's great. It will not, however, unless we actually capture one or get a much closer look than we do, demonstrate that that's how ET's doing it.
Or build it ourselves. Let me just say this, though. The critical thing here is that the real problem that we've had with the idea of interstellar travel is exactly what Gene mentioned at the beginning. The enormous energy requirements either to travel through space, ordinary four-dimensional space, or to warp space, like the Alcubierre warp drive. And that's been the problem. The beauty of the idea that some of the extra dimensions are severely warped means that Mother Nature is providing a means for us to get from one place to another without expending that energy ourselves. And that's the key to this whole thing. And by the way, I've often had that when I've done talks. I've often had people say it's just simply stealth technology. I don't think so. Part of the reason I don't think so is it's easy enough for them to just scoot away real quick. They don't need stealth.
They don't need to scoot away.
That's right.
That's right. They don't. So if they're doing this, it could be just something to play with us. You don't know whether or not UFOs are putting on an act. What about cases where you see aliens pick up samples, like they did in the movie E.T.? How often do they need to do that before they got the sample? Or is this just part of an exercise that we do to make the Earthlings wonder what's happening? Or when we're taking children on space camp to Earth and they go through all these crazy exercises like we do with dissecting frogs or something?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of theater going on there, Gene. Let's return just – okay, let's just suppose that all of this – these hypothetical things can fall together into this perfect storm to create – what you're suggesting might be the case in terms of being able to navigate around the universe easier. Just to make it a little simpler for some of our listeners, mm-hmm. what I'm hearing is that this is a lot like when we're watching, say, Star Trek. We're not talking about wormholes, but we might be talking about something that's analogous to what they call subspace. What do you think of that idea?
I'm not exactly sure what in Star Trek they mean by subspace.
Yeah, what we're dealing with there is very similar to sort of what you're talking about, where they envision the grander scheme of the universe as being composed of separate universes. In your case, you're referring to them sort of as different brains within a larger system.
Okay.
And then that the space between it that you're calling the bulk would be what they refer to as subspace.
Oh, okay. In that case, that's similar to this, but I think in Star Trek they talk about going warp 8, warp 9, or something like that. You know,
and right. They have that too, and that's a different thing. So they can warp along at a certain multiple of light speed, or if they know how, they can open up a gate into what they call subspace.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's pretty interesting. It's a whole other realm. It's
right.
Essentially like another universe. Just alongside of ours, that very, very closely represents what this bulk is that you're talking about.
Exactly, except for one key thing. When they talk about that subspace, they're just simply talking about some parallel space. I'm talking about a parallel space that's severely warped, and that's the most important part. You don't even have to go fast. You just go in there, and the further in you go, and then you can move, and you just point in the direction you want to go, and the warping is so severe there that because distance shrinks, you can travel just about anywhere in the galaxy or the universe without expending a ton of energy. And that's the beauty of the whole thing. And I might add that there's something else. There's two big things you got to explain about UFOs. Number one, how do they get here? And I think they're just using that warped five-dimensional space that's all around us. I think that's what they're doing. But the second thing is, how do they accelerate at blinding speeds? To give you some examples of that, there are some people who have reported that fighter pilots, that they'll become pulling in behind a UFO, and then suddenly it shoots off in one direction at unbelievable speed. And in fact, an interesting case occurred around the early 90s. That was right after the collapse of the Soviet Empire. So we were kind of talking a lot with the Russians at that point. And a Russian general came and visited the U.S. and they were just discussing things, you know. And then on his way home, he was on one of those Concorde jets. As they were leaving, they saw a UFO out the window, and all these guys were totally shocked. But I remember one comment the Russian general said, which caught my attention because it perfectly describes the behavior of these UFOs when they take off in a flash. He said this. He looked at the camera and he said, "Where did the inertia go?" And that's exactly correct from a physics point of view. How can you get an object, which I believe they weigh, I think they're very, very heavy objects, how can they go suddenly from almost a standstill to 5,000 miles an hour, you know? And I believe the way they do it is using exactly the same technology that they use to get into the bulk. I believe what they're doing is they're surrounded. See, if they produce these KK gravitons that allow them to go into the bulk, they can also use these KK gravitons, Kaluza-Klein gravitons. They know, or they don't know yet, but they're in the process of trying to prove it. They believe that these KK gravitons, if we produce them, will in turn induce the creation of micro black holes. And I believe this is the key to the UFO's ability to overcome inertia in our ordinary four-dimensional space. Because a micro black hole swallows everything. Everybody knows that micro black holes, or black holes in general, light cannot escape. So anything, any massless particle, including a photon or a graviton, even though it's going at the speed of light, is captured by a black hole, and it can't escape. So I think that's what they're doing. They're shrouding the UFO in these micro black holes, which they produce from the KK gravitons that they produce, and what ends up happening is gravitons, if they exist, and 99% of physicists believe they do.
How do you know that?
In a book I just literally read it the other day.
Like, have they done a poll of all of the physicists, and these physicists say, yeah, we think gravitons exist? Because
absolutely,
all the reading that,
yep,
I've done, and I've done a lot,
yep,
it's purely, yep, hypothetical. And it would be nice if they exist, but it's far from any sort of consensus opinion that they do.
And we're going to break, guys, in a few moments. I think we're getting back to the original thing. I'm saying that Robert has a really, really fascinating story to tell here, and I'm always happy to hear it. And the details are fleshed out, but I think we're basing a theory on a theory. And therefore, it just spins in circles a little bit. We've got more to come. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I mean, if we could capture UFO tomorrow and look at this propulsion system and assume it's something that we can deal with and we can reverse engineer, it would be fascinating. But also think about this, too. We have advanced beings from other star systems. They could be hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us. They could have reached the point in their technology where warped geometry is primitive stuff. It's like using an abacus for adding. It really is so primitive. We did that 1,000 years ago. We got methods now that are better than the Stargate. We can wink in and wink out anywhere because what we do is like magic. This is not magic. This is advanced physics because that's our understanding now. Maybe 100 years ago, it would have been like magic. 100 years from now, it'll be like the abacus.
Yeah, like we're looking at this stuff now, like...
Okay. It's kind of a tunnel vision. You see what it is? It's kind of a tunnel vision. We're looking at it very closely in terms of our understanding of physics, and obviously it becomes more clear to you as we get to the point where our understanding is better. But I think we could be falling into a trap to assume we've got a handle on something like this.
Yeah, especially when it's so hypothetical.
It's true that gravitons are hypothetical, but you'd find very few physicists who don't believe they exist. And part of the reason for that, Randall and Gene, is because we've identified particles for everything else, all the other forces in nature. It literally follows logically that gravity is represented by a particle as well. It would follow the rules of quantum mechanics. And however, I think we actually may see gravitons for the first time at the Large Hadron Collider, then it will no longer be hypothetical. And the reason for that is because if these extra dimensions exist, there are different types of gravitons, and these KK, Kaluza-Klein gravitons, which will be much more apparent and visible to us. I mean, not that we can see them, but we'll be able to detect them in the particle accelerators.
Well, consider the amount of energy that goes into those particle accelerators. I mean, you can run entire cities for a year on just one experiment that those things run. And if you've got to cover an entire ship with those things, I mean, you're looking at the energy requirements that probably exceed the whole warp space version. I mean, we're really stretching.
Oh, no, not at all. Randall, oh, no, no, no. There's no comparison there. The amount of energy to run a city is doable. That's easily doable. We do it all the time. However, in order to warp space itself, as Miguel Alciberi, he did the calculations, it requires a staggering amount of energy. You literally have to convert entire stars into energy, you know, planets, moons, 10% right. of the galaxy.
Right, and I was talking about just one experiment try to produce a single micro black hole at one time. And then that is so small that if you want to cover a whole ship, you're looking at having to create a Googleplex of them in order to cover your ship. So that's where it all adds up, right?
Well, the key, I think, here is, I believe, when they finally figure out how to do it, they're going to, as we've done in many other types of particles, we figure out better ways to produce those particles. That's happened before. And, in fact, you guys have heard of Michio Kaku, the physicist at Columbia, New York University, and he believes we're going to be starting to downsize particle accelerators to make them tabletop size. And I believe, and I also, there's something else that I need to mention. They do believe we're going to be discovering other particles that are much heavier than the ones we're already seeing. And, of course, the heavier the particle, the easier it is when you smash them together to create things like KK gravitons. And so I believe those are the kind of things that we're going to see once we discover the KK gravitons, which I believe we will, then they're going to start to discover other types of particles, which in turn can be used to create KK gravitons much more easily. And I believe other civilizations have followed precisely this path. And by the way, Randall, the energy requirements are, you know, for a city, that's minuscule compared to warping a chunk of space. That is gigantic.
Yeah,
you know?
We know that. But then again, we're talking about having to do the same thing over and over again, and practically an infinite number of times to cover a spaceship with these things in order to get them to,
that's true.
You know, multiply it all out, I guess.
That's true. However, the energy required is, I believe, easily within our means. And I don't know if people know this, but at the Large Hadron Collider, they have what they call detectors where they smash particles together, and they have four of them around the collider, and at the same time, they're colliding particles at all four detectors. They could easily build 50 or 100 detectors, and it's at those detectors where we will be creating these exotic particles. So you could easily see a UFO. Oh, and by the way, what do you notice about UFOs, about their shape? You've heard cylinders, you've heard spheres, you've heard disks, and even the triangle UFOs typically have large, bright circles in each corner. And that circular aspect of UFOs, I think it's a question of form follows function. I think
I agree with you on that, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's quite a few of us out here who've also speculated on UFO propulsion. And we've got a particular forum participant, Thomas Morrison, who's really, really into this. I had wanted to get him on the show to talk with you because he's right into all the same type of stuff as you are. And I think that when we start talking about superconductivity and magnetism and the shapes of the various equipment that is involved in creating that type of thing, then you naturally start to look at these circular spherical shapes for part of the propulsion mechanism.
Right. And here's what I think, Randall and Gene. I believe these things are particle accelerators. That's what they are. And but they're more sophisticated than ours. But that does not mean that we will not be building these at some point in the future. And we have to go through the baby steps first. But then at some point, we're going to be able to reproduce their technology, I believe. And that's what I think these things are. I think they're particle accelerators. But the exciting thing is this, and this I want to really make, I really want to emphasize, besides the Large Hadron Collider discovering KK gravitons and producing micro black holes, another way we could potentially decipher the technology of these craft is, as I mentioned earlier, if we can because if they are producing micro black holes, a shroud around them, then micro black holes decay very, very quickly into Hawking radiation. And so if we were able to detect Hawking radiation coming from, and Randall is right, Hawking radiation has never been seen, but they are looking for it. And oh, but I'll tell you one of the experiments they're doing in a second. But if we had, us ufologists, if we were able to get the equipment, the money, the technical personnel together, and we detected Hawking radiation, we'd get a feather in our hat, because we'd be the first to detect Hawking radiation. One of the ideas that they have to detect Hawking radiation is cosmic rays. As they smash into the upper atmosphere, and if they create micro black holes, which many physicists believe they do, then they have these things, I think, in Chile, way up at high elevations where there's not much atmosphere up above it. And if they can detect Hawking radiation from these collisions up there, then that'll be the first time they've ever seen it. But we could steal their thunder if we detected it first. If only Elon Musk, or who are some of the other guys that have been financing?
Robert Bigelow.
Bigelow, that's the guy. He's one of the guys. If one of these people could see that we have potentially a way to explain the technology, and it would be relatively inexpensive. It's something that we, you know, would probably need like some kind of carrier. So we need to, you guys all know Dr. J. Allen Hynek. He since passed away, but
I knew him literally, but that's another story. I got more to tell you, which is one other possible answer about UFOs that explains a lot of what you're talking about. And we're going to hit that in our next segment with Gene and Randall. And we're talking to Robert Schroeder. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.